This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives due to a factory fire in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recover soon. The Defence Ministry today said that Operation Sindoor marked a turning point in India's defence doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Operation Sindoor, which was initiated in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack, showcased a calibrated tri-services response with precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauded Operation Sindoor as a historic milestone in the fight against terrorism, crediting it as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political will, the valour of Indian armed forces and the precision of Indian intelligence agencies. Speaking at a public gathering after launching a series of development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees, Mr. Shah said this operation not only demonstrated the strength of India's defence system, but also unmasked Pakistan before the world as a safe haven for terrorism. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has slapped 11 new conditions on Pakistan for the release of the next tranche of its bailout program and warned that tensions with India could heighten risks to the scheme's fiscal, external and reform goals. The staff-level report, which the IMF released yesterday, also said that rising tensions between India and Pakistan, if sustained or deteriorate further, could heighten risks to the fiscal, external and reform goals of the program. Deputy Chairman Rajya Sabha Harivansh led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of inauguration of the pontification of Pope Leo XIV, Vatican City. Today, Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yantungo Patton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation had an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had earlier tweeted his felicitations to Pope Leo XIV on his election as Supreme Pontiff. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru today. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs being broadcast. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Makinam program. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. The decision was taken at a national level meeting at the party's central office located in New Delhi. It was also decided that Akash Anand will take charge of the BSP's future programs in the country. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in penalty shootout in final at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh this evening. The home team successfully defended their crown with 1-1 equaliser after regulation time, forcing a nervy penalty shootout. India had taken the lead in the second minute through captain Singamuyam Shami's goal. However, Bangladesh equalised in the 61st minute as Muhammad Joy Ahmed netted the goal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.